Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some more healings. So, are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Welcome to everybody tonight. This is a brand new time slot for the show, Friday night at 9 o'clock. So, I think in the near future we'll have someone coming on before us. And right now it's a new slot, so if you're listening to us, we thank you for being with us. If you're brand new to the Creation Lightship show, we're going to talk a little bit about what it is so that you can get familiar with it. And before we get started with that, I'd like to let you know how to contact us if you have any questions for Ron during the show. The two ways to do that, one would be calling in on the telephone line that's listed on the BBS radio site. There's toll-free numbers for the U.S. and Canada listed there. And if you click on to the Creation Lightship show, you'll see a window or a little box, a rectangle with those phone numbers in it. At the bottom of that rectangle, you'll see a line that says BBS Fast Chat. And you can just click on that and type in your name and your question. And we'll keep our eye on that during the hour. And then you can ask any questions that you like that way. And a lot of people that listen to our show prefer that because that way, when there's a healing going on, they don't have to worry about interrupting the healing, and they can type in the question, and then we answer as many questions as we can get to during the hour. So, again, we're very happy to have you here. And for those of you that don't know anything about the Creation Lightship and Ron Amatron, basically, I'll let Ron describe the lightship and why it's here right now, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the lightship is doing for us and healings and the planet Earth and all kinds of great things. So stay tuned with us. There will be live healings all the way throughout the hour, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy them a great deal. So over to you, Ron.
Okay. Well, the Creation Lightship comes once every 2,000 years. And it's the way that creation itself can keep track of what it created. And so whatever has attached itself to it that is not of the light, which we use the word darkness, the soulless beings, entities, etc., then it has a way to keep track of itself and to release these, to start anew. Otherwise, what you'd have is free will would kind of go amok, which I think is what initially happened a long, long time ago. So they decided to come to all sentient beings every 2,000 years. I guess they felt that was the proper time sequence to do this. And what happens is they dematerialize the whole universe instantly, and the darkness kind of falls away, much like an electromagnet would be doing with, you remember seeing in school with metal filings and maybe elementary school where you experimented with magnetism. They use them in wrecking yards where they pick up cars, etc. But this is how it kind of works, and the darkness can't detach when there's no creation. And then during that off time, all the spirits, you could use the word souls, I use spirits, then have a chance to go to where they need to go to. They go back to their home base energy. And then from there, they actually decide where they want to incarnate to next. So it's very nice that they do this so they can keep track of their own creation. So the lightship, if it were to materialize, since it's in the invisible, and it goes through all dimensions that it created, it would be approximately 500 miles in diameter. So it's very, very large, multi-stories. Everything that has ever been created in the universe of light frequency, in the light, it created. And all those blueprints are there. So this is how they're able to do healings on everyone on this show instantaneously. So we'll do some water charging tonight. So if you like, during this show, maybe the next 15 minutes, we'll charge a glass of water for you. So get maybe like eight ounces of water. And what we're going to do now is activate this beautiful light beam. So if you're on my show, Just scroll down below the flower, and you can see the beautiful light beam. If you're not, then just scroll down to Friday on the daytime show, and you're going to see our show from 9 to 10, and click on Creation Light Shift, and then it'll come up, and you're going to see the heading Creation Light Shift. You scroll down, you see a little square box there above the blinking flower, and the very bottom line is the VBS Fast Chat. And you can click on that if you wish to send us a message or just want to talk to us. I think you can only use maybe probably 50 letters on that, so just make it real brief. And then underneath the flower is a beautiful light beam. So we're going to start off, and she's up on the light ship. She's one of the doctors, using our terminology, who helps heal us. And she was seen by this one lady who is a beautiful artist, and she was on one of my four-hour conference calls a few months back, and she was able to draw her real time as she saw her up on the light ship. And so she was definitely a seer. So what we're going to do now is activate this beautiful light beam. So you can watch her, and you're going to find that she'll start to have like a human personality. She'll start to emit love energy to you. And she'll connect to you, into your heart center. This is how they work with these energies. Everything is heart-related. And the teaching of the light ship is the same, basically, that Jesus was teaching down here for the ascension. Everything is almost identical, just that the earth didn't shift last time. So everybody's hanging on to more densities than normal. So she's starting to energize the beautiful rays of light around her head. And if you notice, she's kind of lifting off the page a little bit, or off your monitor screen. It looks like she has a lot more depth behind her. And her eyes, for me, are getting very intense right now as she is putting out more love energy, more of this light energy out of her. And how are you perceiving this, Sylvia?
Yeah, I also see the colors seem to have a bit more depth to them, or more vibrancy, and a lot of white light coming off from her eyes and her forehead, and just a beautiful feeling, very like someone that you're very happy to see.
So what she can do now is she's going to just start energizing your heart center. So just kind of relax there. And you're going to feel this beautiful energy come into your body here. For myself, I'm getting kind of relaxed. So she's taking away some stress and tension that I may have developed during the day here. You can also request healings from her. And what we're going to do in about 5 minutes is activate some water. So like I said, get like a glass, maybe 8 ounces of water. And she'll do the activation on that for you. Anything more than that will not hold the proper frequency right now, because she's only doing the activation for just a real short time here. Normally takes about 20 seconds. And my longer sessions on Wednesday nights, and also on a Saturday once a month, we do gallon containers. And those take longer to activate. They take probably upwards to 5 minutes. So what I'm going to do now is help everyone with getting yourselves more into your body. So again, with the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And we're going to release some entities from you. And I have people asking me, how do they know if they're in their bodies? Well, you can normally tell by looking at yourself in a mirror. Your eyes should become very bright looking. The more you're in your body. If you're not in your body, your eyes will be kind of dull and lifeless. So that's one easy way to kind of tell, or at least tell from other people that you're dealing with. So if someone is dull and lifeless, you know that you're not really talking to their spirit, and an entity could be present. And if that's the case, then it's very possible that what you're telling that person, they won't remember, because they won't be accountable for the actions, because they may not be there next time you need them to do something, or something like that. So here we go. We're releasing some entities now, and we're going to bring more of you into your body. So I'm going to count to 10, and at that point in time, you should start to feel a little heavier. When you're in your body, you feel heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And do some more entity clearing. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So it looks like most people are around 40% in their bodies, which is very good. Most people are about 20 to 25. So we're going to do some more entity clearing here and get everybody up to at least half in your bodies here. So here we go. And it's up to you to hold the energy. It doesn't always stay. Remember, traumas and physical pain will take you out of your body. So it's up to you to be responsible for that. So here we go. Bring more of your spirit back, and your spirit's healed. It can't come into you. It could come back to you if it was unhealed, but it normally will not come back at all because it doesn't want to come into your body because it left because of the pain that it went through. It's not of light energy, so anything that's not of light, your spirit doesn't want to hang out there. So here we go. Coming back more into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's feeling pretty good. It's like most people are about half in their bodies. We'll do it one more time here. And this you should be doing yourself. You should be calling your spirit back, daily. If not once, maybe, half a dozen times wouldn't hurt. Because you're going to be more home and have more psychic abilities, more psychic radar, more intuition. And here we go. Clearing your spirits now. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now what we're going to do is teach you an exercise, how to stay or be in your body and to sample the energies that are in you. So what you want to do now, I did this before, and kind of move your hands up like even with your heart, facing each other, like the standard traditional prayer, okay, posture. But move your hands apart, maybe about body width, and kind of come in, and you're going to feel this invisible ball tension, and your hands are going to start to repel themselves when you come to a certain dimension. Typically, it's between probably 2 to maybe 8 inches, something like that. You're going to feel more pressure between the palm of your hands, like you're compressing a spring or like a ball of energy there. And what you want to do now is move your hands back maybe a foot or two further than where that ball of tension was, and come back in again. And what we're going to do before you come back in is we're going to do an affirmation out loud. And you can write this down if you have a pencil and paper. If not, it's just very easy. It's, I now increase my life force energy. So I'll just repeat that to you. I now increase my life force energy. It's a very simple little mantra. And what it's going to do is invoke more of your spirit back into your body because your spirit gives you your life force energy. So each time you say it out loud, you want to just bring your hands in until you feel the ball tension. Then move your hands back another foot or 2 feet and further, and then come in again after you say it, okay? And you're going to find that it's building. And you're going to find yourself maybe after the fifth or sixth time for most people, your hands will start to go behind your back a little bit. They'll be straight out, kind of like you're flying, like if you're in an airplane, okay? And they'll be parallel to the ground. And you just keep saying it maybe about 10 times, and you're going to feel your body kind of wake up. You're going to feel maybe buzzing and tingling inside of your body, and you're invoking more of your spirit to yourself. So here we go. So just kind of sample the energy, and we'll say it out loud together. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. Now just come in and sample, and don't move your hands back and forth because then you're building energy. Just feel where it is, and now move them back a couple of feet, And now we say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And coming again, you're going to find that it's expanded out. You may feel that your palm chakras are getting warm. And we'll say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And coming again, for myself right now, I'm fully extended. So say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Sample and pull your hands back and say it again. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, again. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 5 more times. You're really going to be buzzing. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And last time, I now increase my life force energy. So you should really feel high right now. You should feel like your body is completely awake and alert. And this is a way to get into your body. What I'd recommend doing is do this exercise maybe, 3-4 times a day. And you want to say it out loud and do it for about a week. And you're just training your body to do this process for you. And once you kind of get it trained, then you don't have to say it out loud any longer. You can just start to move your hands in, and then you're going to be probably charged up within maybe, for myself, I get charged up by doing it 2 times, and I'm fully charged. But I'd say you'd probably be charged within 5 times. And what I suggest doing, if you're a massage practitioner or you do any type of body work with people, any type of healing work, always check your charge. And if your body width or less, don't touch anybody, because you're going to be taking on their energies. Remember, like attracts like. And if your body width or less, then you're at the state of your energetic system where you're just kind of breaking off even. And at that point, when you start working with somebody, you may start to overuse your energy and give away your energy to someone else. Then you're going to get tired. And then what can happen is that if you're doing body work with someone and you're doing like a massage on somebody's, bruised shoulder or a lot of tension in somebody's shoulder, then you're going to probably pick it up. And like I said, like attracts like. Your client's going to leave you feeling wonderful, and you're probably going to have their aches and pains, in your shoulders for you to deal with because you weren't charged up enough. So this is what I recommend doing, is to get charged up. And the more energy that you can charge up, the more you have for reserve for yourself. It's like an extra gas tank of energy, we'll say. And you won't get attacked very easily with psychic attacks from people either. So your field around you and your auric field will be completely charged up with this life force energy from your spirit, and it's just wonderful. So that's a little exercise that everybody should be doing, and like I said, do it for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, and kind of get the hang of it. If you're at work, go to a bathroom and do it. You can kind of whisper, but remember, you want to tell every cell in your body what you're doing. This is why you have to do it out loud. Otherwise, you're on the mental plane, and the mental plane is not the physical plane. So you want to have every cell in your body activated with this energy so that you can run the energy through you. So what we have now is our light being is charged up, and you should be buzzing. And I would imagine that your palm chakras are pretty warm right now, and you may have chills going through your body, maybe a lot of tingles. So we'll now have this beautiful light being charge our little glass of water that we have. So put the water in front of you, and I'm getting mine right now. And put one hand on each side of your little glass, or I shouldn't say little glass, might be a large glass. but it's just a glass of water for drinking. And she's going to start energizing the water, so you may feel your heart center expanding now. We'll just do a heart opening for everyone to help them out here. So we'll do a chakra opening. So heart chakra, front and back, spin, open, third eye. I mean, throat chakra, excuse me, front and back, spin, open, third eye, front and back, spin, open. Power chakra, front and back, spin, open. Second chakra, front and back, spin, open. First chakra, front and back, spin, open. Well, you people are really plugged in tonight. So take your hand and put it around your glass of water. And we'll now ask this beautiful light being to charge your water up for us. So this will take probably, she's saying, about 20 seconds. She's connecting right now. Says it'll take about 5 more seconds to connect to everyone. And she's starting right now. So you may actually feel your heart opening up. And she'll run the energy into your heart center. Remember, your spirit is there. It will not allow anything to come into you that is not of the light. So this is how the light ship works with your spirit. And then from there, the energy is going into your spirit and going into your arms, you know, down your to your wrist and into your palm of your hands here and your fingers. So you may start to feel them pulsate possibly. Maybe they're buzzing. She's saying she needs about 15 more seconds. And what she's going to be doing is activating this water just for you. It'll have special light codes in it. And almost everybody can sense a change in the water. I've had chlorine be eliminated out of water where it was very at a high percentage where you can really smell it. And she's just about ready. She says she's done. So just take your glass of water now and have a taste. Yeah, I drank about half of mine. Very good. So mine's a little different tonight. Mine feels a little more wholesome and cool. How does yours taste tonight, Sylvia?
It tastes really good. It has a little bit of a lemony kind of taste to it, and it's a little bit thick. It's thicker than it was before she charged it up, as though there's, you know, there's some good stuff in there, nutrition or something.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
If anybody would like to comment on their water on the fast chat, just click on it and just put your name and a little message and put send, and it's that quick. So I guess we're going to do another healing here for everyone. What we're going to do is bring in some beautiful light energy. We'll bring in some rainbow light. If you're not aware of the rainbow changing, the rainbow changed, I'm guessing, about 3 years ago approximately. The light ship said they would do that, and was looking up in the sky, and sure enough, the clouds separated completely, and this beautiful blue color appeared. And the rainbow from that day after changed completely. So the rainbow, if you want to look at the new rainbow, if you're not aware of that, all the color bands are distinct. Before, they were kind of like slurred together, kind of muddied, they blended, and now each one is a separate band of color. And if you notice, a lot of the colors out now, especially children's toys, are very neon fluorescent looking. And this is the new colors that are here, so people are picking up on them. So we're going to bring in this beautiful rainbow energy to you in your living room. It'll normally come in through your ceiling. It'll be like a fog energy, kind of an invisible fog energy, and it'll kind of permeate your whole room. And you might be able to see color frequencies around you. If not, you may just sense the energy coming into your room, into your body. And so here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just kind of sit back and relax, and I'll put some music on here as you can enjoy this beautiful energy here. And you can ask this light being for healings. Just keep her on your screen. She'll be activated for about a half an hour after we're off the air tonight, so you can request healings too. Okay. So how was that, Sylvia?
Oh, just very beautiful energy. I just feel so wonderful in the presence of the light being and of the beautiful energies that you bring in. And it's just a great feeling in your heart and very healing. So thank you very much for doing that. It's great. And I wanted to also to mention to people that the Creation Lightship is doing a lot of work with the Earth and doing things to help bring more light to this part of the universe and to help heal the Earth spirit. And one of the things that they've been doing also is, well, at least you've been bringing in oxygen samples from the Creation Lightship directly for people to experience. And I thought that would be a great thing to offer the listeners tonight to get a chance to experience different, really beautiful oxygen.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. So the Lightship, because there are other humanoid races like ourselves that do breathe oxygen, they have 18 different types of oxygen on the Lightship that we could breathe. So what we're going to do is a sampling here. So we'll bring in oxygen number one into your living room, so or bedroom or wherever you are, Dan. And so here comes number one. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, that smells, that's really good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so just kind of take a deep breath here. And just allow this to flow through you now. And you might feel your breathing changing as this happens for you. So I'll just draw this myself here. And we'll just put some music on as you experience this beautiful oxygen here that's coming. We're going to change that oxygen right now, and we'll just have them do oxygen number 6 here. It'll be their sequence of their order. So here comes number 6 into your room. It'll be there within probably 20 seconds here from now. Now I'm going to do a sampling of number 12. So it's going to come in right now to your room. Again, it takes about 20 seconds. And just close your eyes and kind of relax and just do some deep breathing. This one here for myself makes me feel a little more awake. Very nice. Okay, now they're going to bring in number 18. This one to me feels a little thicker. Nice deep breath.
You know, Ron, the other day that they brought in oxygen, I believe there was one that had kind of a menthol or kind of a eucalyptus portion to it, and it was very, very soothing on the sinuses. Do you think that we could bring that one in next?
Sure, we could do that. Okay. So have the light beans up there, bring that one in. So, yeah, they have it right now. So.
Wonderful.
And here we go. It's going to start to come into your room right now. And again, you want to just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. And here it comes. Yeah, it's here in my room, so we'll just enjoy this for probably through the whole song here. So just relax and enjoy this healing. Okay. So how was that, Sylvia?
Oh, it's beautiful. My whole room feels lighter and energized and very, just very good. It's like a little sanctuary.
So let's see. I'm kind of relaxed here. I guess for Friday night, let's just do something. We'll bring in some peace energy for everyone.
That sounds beautiful.
Here we go. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. So here we go. Just sit back and relax. Allow this peace energy to flow right through your body. And you can still ask this beautiful light being on your screen for healings too. Thank you. How was that, Sylvia?
Oh, that's just very, very beautiful. It's such a way, peaceful energy, beautiful energy, and a wonderful way to kind of spend a Friday evening and relax after the end of a week. Some people, I'm sure, have had a very hectic week, and that's just really beautiful. We have a comment from Steve. Welcome, Steve. He's on the fast chat, and he says that he's feeling very peaceful and that the oxygen is just wonderful. So it's really great to have you with us. And if you had a favorite oxygen of the ones that were called in, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So that's great. And another energy that's just wonderful that I particularly love is the energy of grace. And you've talked about that, Ron, before, about how that's particularly good in certain circumstances. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, normally what happens is when you're going through a lot of traumas and stress in your life, and maybe you're at complete wit's end with a situation, you're completely traumatized, the grace energy somehow finds its way to you and can, like, take you out of a situation emotionally and put you back into balance again without you even really asking for it. So what we're going to do is, since you brought that up, we're bringing the grace energy. Again, there's nothing for you to do. You don't have to have any kind of belief systems in God or in Jesus or anything else. The divine knows who you are, and those energies are just strictly down here, and so they don't really look upon you as being more holy or not if you have a certain religious belief or non-belief. You're all the same. So we're going to bring in the grace energy now. This is the nice thing about the creation light ship. They know that we do have beliefs down here that people take on, and sometimes those beliefs are not according to the belief of the light ship, which is completely non-judgment and truth, and this energy strictly is non-judgmental, so, and it always says yes, so it doesn't really have a way of being, it's just, a way of creating, so all creations are perfect in the light, and they don't judge anything, so even if we do get caught up into judgment on a religious aspect or something, or organization, etc., or politics, or anything like that, they overlook all of that because we're still created by the light and we still hold light frequency. So they'll always come and help us, regardless of what we believe or don't believe. But you have to ask. So here we go. We're going to bring in this beautiful grace energy. So again, just sit back and relax. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, just allow the energy to work through you, and we'll see you back in a few minutes here. If you have any problems or troubles or situation, just hand it over to this grace energy. Now we're going to bring in another divine energy. We're going to bring in a host of angels. So these are many, many angels going to come into your living room now, where you are. So here they come. You may start to feel the presence of these divine beings from the creation light ship swirling around you and blessing you. Now they're entering your room. They're taking up space, coming around you. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. And they're here now to assist you with healings, along with this beautiful light being on your monitor screen. There's nothing for you to do, just request your healings. Question is just like the surrendering into this energy. Allow it to flow through you, through your heart center, connect to your spirit. Just relax. Time for us to be signing off here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend here, a safe weekend, and remember the light being is on your screen now and she's activated. This complete show will be activated and working on the archive, so just you can tune into it over again if you wish to have some peace in your life, and I just feel very relaxed, and so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And want to sign off too, Sylvia?
Yes, thank you very much, everyone, for being with us. And it's been a real sacred and beautiful experience having these energies and these angels with us tonight. So thank you to you, Ron, and to the light beings. And for those of you that would like to have another experience with the Creation Lightship, we welcome you to our show tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And then we're also on Mondays and Wednesdays as well. So we look forward to being with you again. Have a wonderful evening, a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next time. Much love.
Okay, much love too, and blessings, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.